WTAW News Time. It's 6:05. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting is expected to be a long one as consideration is given to the first changes to oil and gas drilling regulations since 1991. Mayor Nancy Berry has reviewed the 57-page document.
I believe have done what we need to do to safeguard the public because the health and safety of our citizens is number one. We're not making the oil and gas people happy, and we're not making some of the citizens happy, so I think we're in the middle, and that's where we need to be.
The proposal includes drilling 600 feet away from homes and businesses and 1,000 feet from schools, hospitals, churches, and other buildings where evacuations could be difficult.
We are tightening it up. We are asking for a hazardous material plan, an emergency response plan, air quality monitoring plan, an environmental constraint study, road maintenance agreement, a noise abatement plan. Those are all new.
A copy of the ordinance and more comments from the mayor are online at WTAW.com. The same group of four armed robbers is accused of hitting a third Bryan convenience store in 7 days. Tuesday night at Palisota Grocery, they took personal property belonging to two clerks, along with cash and cigarettes. One of the two clerks was hurt, receiving injuries that did not require medical attention. Photos and videos are online at WTAW.com. The Texas Department of Transportation has 201 highway projects planned for this year.
TxDOT has three projects listed in Brazos County. The most significant is the continuing replacement of freeway ramps in Bryan from FM 158 to Highway 21. Also proposed is rebuilding Highway 30 from the Grimes-Walker County line almost to Huntsville and replacing the intersection of Highway 105 and FM 1774 in Plantersville. A link to the entire list is online at WTAW.com. The state's Transportation Commission will take final action next month. Then it's up to the legislature to provide funding. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The revelation of problems at the Texas Health and Human Services Commission has the attention of many in Austin. That includes Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner.
The actions are unacceptable. We will get to the bottom of it in my committee.
As the chairman of the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, Schwertner says they will conduct an investigation of the agency and HHS Commissioner Kyle Janik.
I don't want to put it all on Commissioner Janik. The ship has run aground in reference to certain issues with him at the helm. But we need to look at how the entire enterprise works.
Schwertner says the Senate probe, which will be separate from the strike force announced by Governor Abbott, needs to elevate the oversight of HHS contracts. After listening to the State of the Union address, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan found common ground on a limited basis with the president in three areas. One involves the president's request to continue military force against the Islamic State.
I think we can do that. He's not going to like what we do, though, because we're going to be very prescriptive in terms of what he can and cannot do, because he has not done a good job. And I don't think we can continue to allow him to use the same failed approaches for his foreign policy that he's used so far.
Flores also sees common ground on trade policy and on a subject the president didn't address, tax reform, where the congressman says it needs to include individuals as well as corporations. WTAW News Time is 6:09, 48 degrees, and just over a half inch overnight at the airport, recorded for rain. More news coming up at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the last 60 years, the Continental Antique Show has been bringing you quality antiques and collectibles. This weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the famous Continental Antique Show comes to the Brazos Center. 50 vendors from over 10 different states display estate jewelry, furniture, sterling, prints, Persian rugs, books, Americana, pottery, glassware, and more. Check the newspaper for discount admissions. Seniors receive 50% off entry this weekend at the Continental Antique Show at the Brazos Center.
Good morning at 6:10. Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in peaceful rural settings just south of College Station. Visit peachcreekvineyards.com.
Considerable cloudiness with rain today. Some may come down hard at times. Temperatures will be close to 50 degrees this afternoon. Rain continues at times tonight, lows near 40. Rain will taper off to showers and end during the day tomorrow. We'll find highs very close to 50 once again. It'll become partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows near 35. Start of the weekend looks very nice with sunshine and slightly milder temperatures Saturday, a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M men's basketball getting three SEC wins in a row. Courtney Walker has been named to a midseason watch list. NBA Hope Solo is in trouble with the U.S. women's soccer team and more coming up. Oh, and by the way, Michael Wirvin picked almost the entire Dallas Cowboys squad for the Pro Bowl. All that and more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up at about 6:50.
Well, let's see. As far as the old rain is concerned, most of the heavy stuff is not around here, which is kind of nice. We're glad to hear that. But there's heavy rain over in Austin. There's a lot up in the Metroplex and then over to Tyler and Nacogdoches and that kind of thing. We had kind of a heavy shower pass through between Brazos County and down near Navasota. But there's more on the way. There's more heavy rain on the way. So we'll let you know that. As far as the percentages of rain, 100%, which means it is, and we know that it is, 60% tonight. By the way, the one thing that Rob didn't mention, northeasterly winds at 15 to 25, gusting to 30 till later today. So that ought to be pretty nice. And then tonight, pretty much the same kind of winds and a 60% chance of showers. Tomorrow, about 40% chance and a high of what we're going to get today, which is about 40. But he said the weekend will be okay. So we'll look forward to that. Okay, it was like weekend at Bernie's, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, in real life. In that... it would appear that police in Minnesota are investigating a man who they say may have wheeled his deceased 91-year-old mama into a bank to take out $850 in cash. Workers at the bank told police the woman's feet were dragging under the wheelchair and she, quote, did not move during the entire transaction.
She was sleepy.
The man's neighbor saw them leave in a cab and he was suspicious. Saying, well, he had her thrown over his shoulder. No, he said, I don't know if she was unconscious or not alive. The man, somehow decided to report that his mom had passed 7 hours later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise.
Uh-huh. He may have some splaining to do, I'm guessing, just saying.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Yeah, him too.
Perfect situation. So,
I don't know, did she have to put her thumbprint on the back of the check? How's that work, you know? Here, Mama, we'll put that right there. See how that works.
I just can't even imagine.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. Did you know that the lack of roof maintenance is one of the leading reasons manufacturers deny roof claims? Even roofs with as little as 3 years of age need maintenance and may be required to validate manufacturer's warranties. That's why we offer the Overhead Care Club, our roof maintenance program. It comes with an annual 17-point roof inspection, roof debris removal, gutter cleaning, and much more. Call today and ask about our Overhead Care Club.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
News Talk 1620, WTAW 614, it's Blonde Brownie Day. Thought it was Blonde Day. Could do Blonde Star in honor of that. It's St. Vincent's Feast. He's the patron saint of wine growers. If the weather is good today, there'll theoretically be a good wine crop this year.
Uh-oh. Well, theoretically, though, rain's good for wine, isn't
that's
it?
That's also true. Of course, you know, we grow some grapes for wine around here, not nearly as much as other parts of the state, and so not nearly as much as in other parts of the country, but nonetheless, that's what they tell us. Look, just go drink some wine today, then.
And celebrate that way.
That's right, and it's Answer Your Cat's Question Day. Okay, number one, well, they're very easy. Number one is, when do we eat? Number two, what'd you do with my junk? You know, where's my stuff?
Do you want this on the ground? Because I can put it on the ground.
Yeah. No, that's what the cat asked you.
I know. I answered and say, no!
No, not at all. Yeah. All right, birthdays.
Ray Rice, Don't Make Him Angry.
No, okay.
He's 28 years old.
Wow. Don't get an elevator.
No.
Yeah.
No. He's 28 today. Willa Ford from Dancing with the Stars and made-for-TV movies is 34. Christopher Masterson, 35 years old. One of the guys in Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah.
Balthasar Getty.
No. Yes. And we're at work.
40 years old from Brothers and Sisters.
I'm sure.
Guy Fieri, 47. Diane Lane is 50.
Linda Diane Lane is an interesting person. She's been in the movies for a long time.
Yes.
Like the first time was when she was 16.
Yes.
Shucked her duds, as a matter of fact.
Really?
As they say. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's her pretty much claim to fame. However, she did turn down the part in Fish Named Wanda, which probably could have helped her career a little bit. Yeah. Anyway, that Daryl Hannah chick got that one.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Olivia Diabdo is 46 from The Wonder Years. Mm-hmm. Linda Blair.
You know.
Made a fortune on one movie.
Yeah, ruined her career. I mean,
yeah.
You want to talk about typecast?
Yeah.
Apparently, she beat out 600 applicants for that role, as I recall the story, so that your career could be hung on three movies, pretty much, or one, really. But anyway, go ahead.
Steve Perry from Journey is 66.
Really?
Teddy Gentry from Alabama, 63. John Hurt,
oh, yeah.
75. And Piper Laurie is 83 years old. Oh.
And Graham Kerr is still alive. Remember the Galloping Gourmet?
Yep.
I mean, he was really one of the first, way, way ahead of all this stuff that we've got now, obviously. And kind of just a good time, tall, lanky, what, British guy,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it was he and Julia were like the first two.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, he's 81 today. There you go, 617.
It's about luck.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
It's about love. And now it's about time for the classic musical The New York Times Cheers defines Broadway Dazzle. It's about the hottest show you'll see all season. So get the winning ticket, Guys and Dolls.
Presented by MSC Opus, February 7th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Allstate. Call 845-1234.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so addressing the nation this week in his State of the Union address, the president has one of the worst track records in history. Now, this according to a study conducted by two scholars, which found that Obama has the second worst record of getting the policies articulated in his State of the Union address passed into law. Now, Obama ranks only behind Gerald Ford in terms of his success rate. And according to the Washington Times, from 2009 through 2014, Obama has issued 209 different calls for action from Congress in his speeches, but he only saw lawmakers follow through on 64 of them. Mr. President, by the way, he set a single-year record of futility in 2013, just after his re-election, getting Congress to pass two of his proposed 41 policies that he asked them to consider. Let's see what happens this year.
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, friends, it's a new year, and that means you probably made a few new promises to yourself to be fitter and healthier. You know, nothing could put a stop to your best intentions than those aches and pains from all that working out. My solution? Salon Pause Jet Spray. If you have back pain, knee pain, all over pain, no problem. Salon Pause Jet Spray has powerful ingredients that begin to work on contact without the mess and freeze pain away for up to 8 hours. Now look for the blue bottle with the blue cap. It's called Salon Pause for targeted relief.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's 620. Again, lots of heavy rain out over toward Austin, up toward the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're kind of missing that. Yet, Patrick said we had a half an inch of rain already at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And, anyhow, I don't know that I'd necessarily I had a little heavy shower right before I left the house, but that was, again, just kind of passing.
I mean, it started last night.
Yeah, it did. Anyway, and it's going to be pretty inhospitable today. So, Galveston police officer Gregory Paris, used to making traffic stops. This one, a little bit different. He wasn't catching a criminal. He was pulling over the love of his life. He watched from his squad car as another officer turned on his sirens and pulled over one Sarah Wolf as part of an elaborate plan by the officers of the Galveston Police Department. When Wolf looked up, she knew she was getting pulled over, but didn't know why. When the officer came to her window, he told her she had a broken taillight. The dash cam video captured what happened next. With a straight face, the officer told her she had outstanding warrants. He asked her to get out of the car. A lieutenant shows up to sort through all of this stuff. Officer Paris then made his move. He said, "Do you want her in handcuffs?" He said, "No, let's not put handcuffs on her." He drove up, and they walked out, and he got down on one knee and said, "You know, will you be my wife?" And she said, "Yes, of course." Then they put their tasers away.
Ouch. I sort of had that happen. I did a ride-along with College Station Police. And as I'm sitting in the car, my then-wife got pulled over.
And they awesome.
She thought they were playing a joke on her.
Really?
Yeah. She'd forgot to turn her headlights coming out of a parking lot. Oh, it was no big deal.
But didn't get ticketed.
No, it was just the cop looks over at me and he goes, "Is your?" I said, "Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it
the
is.
One right there."
Are you home, your business too? Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass. Can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through. Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again. No messy glues. And being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant retained new you dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant retained new you dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant retained new you dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Generally speaking, my commentaries don't come from the crime blotter, but this was just too good to pass up. Because this man is the most interesting man in the world.
In a past life, he was himself.
Or at least he could be. He's 32 years old.
If opportunity knocks and he's not home, opportunity waits.
He's from Chihuahua, Mexico, and his name is Jones Acevedo Monroy, whose nickname is the Gentleman.
He gave his father the talk.
Which is rather fitting, I think. And it's clearly because he's a charming, smooth talker who doesn't get easily flustered. You'll find out why in a minute. The Gentleman was at a bar this weekend, being his usual charming self, but he must have rubbed someone the wrong way. 30-year-old Miguel Armendirez was so upset by the Gentleman and his smoothness that he stabbed him in the head with a pair of scissors. The scissors were partially lodged in the Gentleman's brain, but he still kept his cool. A friend took him to the hospital, and when he walked in with the scissors sticking out of his head, he shook the receptionist's hand and told her, quote, "I seem to have a small problem."
He is the most interesting man in the world.
Doctors performed emergency surgery, and amazingly, the Gentleman was 100% fine.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Miguel, by the way, was arrested on Monday. And that's my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. Find out more about the Gun Corps guarantee. They warranty everything in the shop, less the ammunition. And you can also find out by going to gun-corps.com, C-O-R-P-S, about their training facility. It's a brand new shooting range, two pistol bays, and a long-range rifle bay, complete with a fully stocked pro shop. To find out more, go to gun-core.com. If you want to go chat with the gang about it, you can do that by going to their brick-and-mortar location on Texas Avenue. It's brand new in the same shopping center as Prospectors, right across the street from the Kettle. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-through and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW at 625. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. Let's look for rain most of the day today. Most importantly, the winds are going to make it really uncomfy to be outside. Look for north winds at 15 to 25, gusting up to 30 miles an hour, and it will rain most of the day. Again, the heavy rain up in the Metroplex, over toward Tyler and Nacogdoches, and then over toward Austin. The stuff toward Austin is marching this way, shall we say. Then tonight, low temperature will be about 40 degrees, 60% chance of rain, and the wind's still up at 15 to 20 and gusting to 30. On Friday, there's a 40% chance of rain as it stands right now, and a high temperature of about 50 degrees with north winds. And then we get sunshine back and an okay temp near 60 degrees on Saturday, and sunshine on Sunday and Monday, and we'll be in the lower 60s. So it'll be pleasant again once we get out of this. Again, we've had about a half an inch of rain so far at the airport. As far as the temps are concerned now, the humidity is 93%. Winds are out of the north at 9. Our chill factor is 45, and the air temperature is 49.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
It's a brand new year, and your hometown Rattlers has a lot of brand new things happening. Rattlers has new stores popping up all over and everyday low prices, so be sure to sign up for your Rattlers reward card for special savings. January has some great specials. Any coffee and cappuccino, only 79 cents. Two big bags of chips with reward card are only $5. Without the card, it's only $6. And as always, great deals on your favorite 12 packs from the fine family of beers from Bud, Miller, and Coors for only $10.99. Rattlers. Friendly, clean, Texan.
If you find you're not getting done all the things you want to get done, you may need to change the way you manage your time. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we
do.
Let's bring it in. Oh, wow. And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, who smells like bacon?
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Being more productive isn't necessarily about cramming more things into your day. It's about making sure the important things get done. And here's how you do it.
Before the week starts, 30 minutes, quiet time, think about what's most important and get them in your calendar.
Corey Kogan, author of the book The Five Choices, The Path to Extraordinary Productivity.
And by doing that alone, it will raise the probabilities of getting those things done by 200 to 300%.
Another technique to being more productive is
act on the important, don't react to the urgent, are the skills around discernment. It's a process around how do I really consciously and intentionally discern everything that's incoming and really consciously decide what to do with it now or later.
And this may seem a bit odd, but Corey says taking care of your body is important to productivity because
your brain is the number one time management tool in the 21st century because we are paid to think, innovate, create, and execute. And so it's important your brain gets large doses of oxygen, the right kinds of glucose, and you'll find you have good, sustainable energy so you can make the highest value decisions around your work and life balance.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Tallying up the rain totals for yesterday and this morning, we have just over 0.6 inches of rain at the airport. The 57-page proposal marking the first change to College Station regulations on oil and gas drilling in 24 years will be considered tonight by the City Council. Mayor Nancy Berry supports the plan, which she says has included input from all stakeholders.
I did speak to a professor at the Petroleum Engineering Department who has been a consultant and has written extensively on fracking and stuff, and he feels very comfortable with our ordinance. We got comments from environmentalists. We got comments from the oil and gas industry.
Among the controls is the distance oil and gas wells can be from buildings.
Right now, the ordinance is for 600 feet setback for residents and businesses, and 1,000 for churches, schools, hospitals, daycare centers or facilities for the elderly or where evacuation would be difficult.
Energy companies would have to pass an environmental review, have plans addressing hazardous materials and emergency response, agree to pay for road damage, and meet air quality, noise, and light standards. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the ordinance and more comments from the mayor. This year's list of proposed state highway projects in Brazos County are at three locations.
Most of the nearly $7 million will be spent on the continuation of new freeway on and off ramps from the William J. O'Brien Boonville exit north to Highway 21. Also planned maintenance work on Highway 21 west of Bryan to Highway 47 and in College Station on University from Terre Haute to Texas. Four other projects are planned in the rest of the TxDOT district based in Bryan. That includes a new intersection in Grimes County at Highway 105 and FM 1774 in Plantersville. There's rebuilding Highway 30 from the Grimes-Walker County line almost to Huntsville. And Highway 79 would be rebuilt from Buffalo east to the Highway 84 junction. Next month, the State Transportation Commission will finalize the list and send it on to the legislature for consideration. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the list of all 201 proposed projects. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A variety of problems at the Texas Health and Human Services Commission is on the radar of Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner, who chairs the Senate's HHS Committee. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Schwertner was asked about HHS Commissioner Kyle Janik's role in no-bid contracts and top administrators receiving free college tuition in violation of state law.
He has oversight of an enterprise that has 50,000 employees that is divided into five different disparate agencies. And it's, you know, I don't want to put it all on Commissioner Janik. He certainly is at the helm.
Going forward, Schwertner expects the agency's operations will be significantly improved by the end of the legislative session.
We have a fiduciary responsibility to the citizens of Texas to make sure that we procure those contracts in an open manner and that we have proper oversight of those contracts long term when they are in place, supposedly helping the people of Texas.
Schwertner says his committee's investigation will be independent of a strike force created by Governor Abbott to probe the same agency. The Texas legislature is in recess until next week. One vote the Senate took yesterday leaves Democrats with no chance to block legislation on party-line votes. Republicans approved eliminating what's known as the two-thirds rule, allowing the GOP to seize a controlling majority over just about every major Senate vote with a small cushion to spare. For the third time in 7 days, a group of four armed robbers hit a Bryan convenience store. Tuesday night, it was Palisoda Grocery. Videos and photos are online at WTAW.com. Money, cigarettes, and personal items belonging to store clerks had been taken at gunpoint. In the latest holdup, one of two clerks received minor injuries that did not require medical attention. Online at WTAW.com are those videos and photos of the suspects. There are three areas where Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan can agree with the president following the State of the Union address.
So on trade policy, I think we can find some common ground. The president never talked about tax reform really in any depth, but I think there might be a way to talk about tax reform. He only wants to do corporate tax reform. We, as the conservatives in the Congress, want to talk about tax reform for individuals as well as corporations in order to get it right.
And Flores supports the continuation of military force against the Islamic State, though under stricter conditions that the president has used. While Texas A&M officials are in the process of deciding who will be chosen as the next First Lady of Aggieland, a missing painting of the first mascot has returned to campus. The 1943 painting of Reveille 1 is now on display at the Sanders Corps of Cadets Center. That's after the center's curator received a call from a third party knowing who was in possession. University police met with the individual last month and received the painting. The portrait of the black and white mixed breed dog disappeared 25 years ago during renovations of the Military Sciences Building. On hand for the unveiling was Reveille 8, who will retire once her full-blooded collie successor is chosen. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 48 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Rudy's Barbecue, Garland Shelton Imports, and Prosperity Bank. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You're faking it. You go around pretending everything's okay. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Please, call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-749-3104. 1-800-749-3104. 1-800-749-3104.
6:37, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com.
Plenty of rain will be moving up into the region from the south and west today. We'll be dealing with rain all day long, highs near 50. Rain will continue into tonight, lows near 40. The rain finally moves out of the region tomorrow. Temperatures are back up near 50 degrees. Low pressure moves far enough away from us tomorrow night that skies will start to clear. Lows will end up near 35. Just in time for the start of the weekend, some sunshine. Highs on Saturday around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Our post defense was really good. We didn't turn the ball over. Only had three turnovers the second half.
That's Coach Kennedy talking about A&M being a second-half team again, but getting the win, a number three in a row in the SEC for the Aggie basketball team. On the women's side, Courtney Walker is being looked at in the top 20 of players in the country. We'll share more on that with you. Stuff going on with the All-Star game for NFL and no Deflategate today. All that and more coming up in sports.
Oh, it's just stupid. Well, but that's okay. That gives them like a real story to talk about, right? Between now and Super Bowl.
Yeah. That, well, this is dead week.
Yeah.
So this is absolutely giving all us sports geeks something to talk about.
Gets to have legs. Yeah. That's
I just don't like that they make it sound like flubber level.
Flubber. Like he's like Fred McMurray, is that it?
Yeah. People bouncing around the field because their ball doesn't have 5 PSI.
My curiosity, it makes a big difference, but my curiosity more than anything else is what this would have been had it have been a close game. Because this game was never in question.
Oh, no, it wasn't. That's true.
New England just hammered the crap out of them, and it didn't matter. But had it have been close.
Well, that's true. Well, how do you let that happen? I mean, that's because I guess that the referee made sure that they were properly inflated.
2.5 hours before the game.
Right. Then what happens after that? We're going to have to keep them under lock and key? Is that the way they're going to have to do it now?
Oh, yeah, I promise you there'll be rule changes.
Let's put them into a cage and set them at the middle of the field during warm-ups. That way everybody knows that the footballs are right there.
Wonder if someone can put on Kickstarter maybe a little passive PSI measure and they wave a little wand over it before each play, before each series.
Yeah, make sure that everything is okay, that it hasn't lost any air in the subsequent time since it had been tested. Well, the president hit the road yesterday trying to drum up a little bit of support for his State of the Union address that happened on Tuesday night. So he said, let's go where the grass is really blue on the football field. So he went to Boise State.
That way, turf.
Yeah, that way if you messed up, then people wouldn't hear about it because it was in Boise, Idaho. But anyhow, he's trying to do that. Now, in the meantime, Terrence Gresham, Tomiko Holt, Marcus Gibbs, Paul McKinley, and Joshua Watkins all got together and sat down in a catfish joint to talk about the president. They are three African-Americans who live in Chicago. The reason they're in this catfish joint is because the president came a year ago to eat catfish with them. So here's just a small part. This is from a website called Rebel Pundit. Here they go.
Remember the place that you came and had lunch with us before? Wallace Catfish? That's you. See that?
Tonight the president have spoke and the Republican have spoke. And now we're going to speak. And what we got to say is plain and simple.
In my world, on the south side of Chicago, the west side of Chicago, everything you spoke of in your speech, it doesn't affect us. The stock market is at a record high at 17,000. I can't invest in the Dow Jones.
The country is more racially divided. You haven't corrected that.
Never once since you've been the president have you spoke about the working poor. We don't even exist in your administration. What kind of person are you?
Well, there you go.
Man.
Yeah.
That's pointed.
That's from his hometown, right there. You want to hear the whole thing, runs about 5 minutes. That's called Rebel Pundit.
Well, they had one a few months ago.
Yes, yes, yes,
yeah,
they did.
That
yes.
was so good.
They did. You're exactly right. It is so good. This is the voice of real Americans.
Well, and
from his city.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I remember sharing that thinking, oh, man, this is so great. People are going to love this. Not only did it not get a lot of play in the media, no one I shared it with seemed to care. It struck me, and I don't know why it doesn't strike other people.
Well, you know, and from time to time, we all understand, you know, America is a lot of different things. It's, all you have to do, I remember my wife was driving out to California one year to take one of ours out to school there. And, you know, in the middle of the desert, in nowhere land, nobody around anywhere, there's a travel trailer, obviously been beaten down by the desert, and there's an American flag hanging out of it. Well, you know, that's America, too.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be, you know, we live in a great place here. It's mm-hmm. wonderful, and the economy's good. Things work pretty well. You know, it's not as beautiful as some places. We don't have sparkling water and white beaches. That's America, too. But, you know, these people on the west side of Chicago and south side of Chicago are part of America, too. And for him to, again, try to speak about the State of the Union and how wonderful America is, I mean, we're hearing real people talk about the frustrations of what's going on right now. And, look, the president is not the only one to blame. We know that.
Sure.
There are Republicans that are to blame, too. But I find it interesting. I don't know who's behind Rebel Pundit, but what they do and the two pieces they've done are just top-notch stuff. Anyway, with that said, the folks at Nielsen say the ratings for the president's State of the Union address, the lowest of his presidency, 31 million. That compares to 52 million who watched his first one. The White House spin, well, there are a lot of people watching non-traditional platforms. They caught it later on. They shared it through social media.
Liar!
Yeah. Well, and that's all you need is that's let's get somebody who...
Was that from Josh Not So Earnest?
Yeah. I'm just saying, I mean, you need somebody else to tell you what the president said through social media, then you're not that interested. Joe Biden met privately with 17 Republican senators. As I'm thinking about, okay, what happened is he said he's hoping to find common ground. He was on CBS this morning, and he said, they know what has to happen, what we have to do to keep focus on the middle class. I believe the majority of the Republican Party still believes in the notion that we have to have the best trained people in the world to attract business and the best infrastructure. He said, I invited them to my house, that's the Naval Observatory. We had private conversations. Somehow I'm thinking of a thin Chris Farley. Okay? I'm sorry. I can't get
was
beyond that.
Was he down
that.
By the river?
Exactly. In a van. Anyway. Just you know, party guy. Just, hey, how you doing? Oh, man, it'll be fine. somehow I just think. This really ought to be the most important thing we talk about. John Boehner has invited Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, to address a joint session of Congress. That's going to happen Feb 11 about Iran's nuclear program. Now, Jen Psaki, who is a spokesperson for the State Department, told reporters,
"Well, certainly traditionally, we would learn about the plans of the leader coming to the United States separately from learning from the Speaker of the House."
Where'd you get that audio clip?
Yeah. She said, which is how we found Prime Minister Netanyahu's plans to come and speak to the joint session. For Boehner's response, he goes, "I don't believe I'm poking anybody in the eye. This is a serious threat that exists in the world, and the president last night during his State of the Union kind of papered over it." I like that. "The fact is there needs to be more serious conversation in America about how serious the threat is for radical Islam jihadists." So there you are. Uh-oh, House Republicans kind of stubbed their toe, had to revamp the language in their anti-abortion bill. The vote's going to happen today following a revolt basically from female members who objected to the language regarding exceptions for rape. The bill would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy, with exceptions allowed for a reported rape case, incest, or if the mother's life is in danger. But some Republican women threatened to vote against the bill due to the language only allowing exceptions for rape if the victim reports the crime. And, of course, 70% of rapes go unreported. So they're going to have to redo that. Harry Reid will undergo eye surgery on Monday as he recovers from that exercise accident that also injured his ribs. He fell while using an exercise machine at his home, breaking bones in his face and some of his ribs, and injuries to have left him with partial vision loss, in fact, in one eye. So there you are. And we're out of time, but we will talk a little bit later on about... Well, they voted in the Senate yesterday, and they have decided that global warming is not a hoax. And the vote was 98-1.
Yeah.
So, but there's a little bit of a backstory, as happens so often in politics, so we'll talk about that in a while.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
If you're raising showbirds, you won't want to miss this Saturday's special edition of Producer's Saturday Class. The class will begin at 11 a.m. 4-H and FFA exhibitors can learn all about aspects of feeding and management of show broilers. Come learn about those little things that can help make you a success in the show ring this year. Remember, it's Raising Show Broilers this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Producer's. It's educational and it's free. Producer's, every ag. On Texas Avenue, just north of Highway 21 in Bryant. Or call 979-778-6000.
I get a lot of requests for plants that will fill a tall space, but where there isn't a whole lot of horizontal room in the landscape. Narrow, tall plants do not abound in our garden centers. There are several, but they're not especially good landscaping choices. I think that's a good place to consider a vine, or if a vine isn't practical, maybe an espalier. Espaliers are shrubs or trees that are trained to grow two-dimensionally. We'll talk about them right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, self-published so I could have the book I've always wanted. This is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening written 24 years ago. This is an entirely new format. 840 of my photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is the basics of gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 covers a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95, regular $32.95, plus tax and postage. You'll be getting a signed copy. It's not in stores. It is not on Amazon. It's available only from my office. 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769. It's also available from my website, Neil Sperry. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. There are many forms of espaliers. Diamond-shaped and basket weave patterns are most common, but you'll also see freeform styles as well. In fact, if you're starting an espalier, that's probably the easiest way for you to develop it. Some gardeners even go to the trouble of training plants into special shapes, like the pyracantha trained into the shape of golden arches. The secret in training espaliers is to start with young plants. Know the ultimate shape you'd like the espalier to assume. Train the plant to fill the espalier from the bottom. Once you've completed the bottommost portion, then move upward to the next layer. Keep doing so until you've completed the design. If you let the plant grow upward first, you'll find that all the new growth will occur at the top, leaving the bottom unfinished. You want to anchor your espalier to the wall by using masonry nails driven into the brick joints. Attach a stout wire to form the design, then secure the plant's limbs to the wire with plastic plant ties. Prune any twigs that grow off course, especially those that stand out away from the wall. If you have a wooden fence or if you're putting the espalier against a wooden wall, you might consider putting the plant on a hinged trellis that would allow you to swing it out of the way if you have to repaint the house or rework the fence. One cultural note of importance, since you'll be growing espaliered plants in a somewhat artificial manner, you need to be prepared to pamper them just a little bit. Species that normally would tolerate full sun and north winds may need just a little protection from the elements. If you'd like a supple, attractive plant for your espaliers, consider the ones we're going to mention now. Each of these is commonly available in nurseries. Pyracantha is certainly the number one plant for espaliers. It grows quickly, it's unusually supple, and it bears spectacular berries all winter long. It's available in all manners of patterns. You can find preform espaliers pretty often. No plant holds up as well to the heat as Eleagnus. It has gray-green foliage and a vigorous habit of growth. You can train it easily into an espalier. You may even, in an off chance, find one. There are several types of junipers available as espaliers, but Hollywood Twisted Juniper is by far, far the best. It has very soft textured needles, and that makes it a lot easier to work with. Waxleaf ligustrum, even little gem magnolias, even pear trees you'll see as espaliers. I'm Neil Sperry. What makes a tree great? In our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. Texas A&M men's basketball team has rattled off three SEC wins in a row. The Aggs were led by Jalen Jones and Daniel House with 16 apiece. The Aggs overcame a 7-point halftime deficit to defeat the Missouri Tigers 62-50 last night at Reed. Much like the previous two conference wins, A&M started slow, but head coach Billy Kennedy said they got on track in the second half.
Really thought the beginning of the second half, our guys played like we are capable of playing. Our post defense was really good. We didn't turn the ball over, only had three turnovers the second half. We got the ball side to side, had some patience, and then Jalen Jones got us going, made some shots, and I thought that was the biggest key.
Following the game, Jalen Jones was asked about what tripped the switch for the Aggies following the second half break.
We knew that we couldn't let this one slip away from us. You know, Missouri, they played a lot of close games this year, and we knew that they were going to come at us hard. And, you know, they gave the first punch, and we knew that we had to hit them back. From the start of the season till now, I mean, we've been a pretty good second half team, and we knew that we just had to take it to a different notch. And that's what we ended up doing. You know, Coach Kennedy said just stick to our principles. You know, we had good practices. And we just had to stick to what we know. And we came out in that second half with a different attitude.
A&M hits the road for back-to-back contests starting Saturday at Tennessee, and then they hit the road to Auburn on Tuesday. Texas A&M junior guard Courtney Walker was named to the John R. Wooden Award Women's Midseason Top 20 yesterday, a list comprised of 20 student-athletes who are front-runners for the Wooden Award, awarded to the top player in women's basketball at roughly the halfway point of the season. The ladies, by the way, are on the road to Athens, Georgia for tonight's game with a 5:45 pregame and a 6 o'clock tip-off on Sports Radio 1150. In the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks thumped Minnesota 98-75. Chandler Parsons had 22 points, and Mavs coach Rick Carlisle said in their division, they've got to keep winning.
The world we're living in here in the West is, this is advanced citizenship, and you got to want it bad to win games every night, and that's where we're at, and we've got to have a laser-like focus on that.
Down the road in Houston, Golden State bounced the Rockets 126-113, and Dwight Howard said the Warriors are the best for a reason.
I think they got the best record, right? They don't. I thought they were the best team. I think they play well. They move the ball. The defense and the offense has been great this year.
Gearing up for the NFL All-Star Game, and Michael Irvin didn't hide his allegiances during the Pro Bowl draft. Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame receiver picked seven Cowboys, including quarterback Tony Romo and running back DeMarco Murray, as the alumni captain of Team Irvin during the televised event at the Arizona Biltmore. Irvin picked Dallas coach Jason Garrett and his staff to lead the team in Sunday's game as well at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Andrew Luck, who went first overall to Team Carter, led by the alumni captain of Hall of Fame wide receiver Chris Carter. In tennis, the Williams sisters have advanced to the third round of the Australian Open, with top-ranked Serena fending off two set points before going on a 10-game roll, and Venus beating fellow American Lauren Davis in straight sets. Serena Williams is seeking a sixth Australian and 19th Grand Slam title. And finally, goalkeeper Hope Solo has been suspended from the U.S. women's national team for 30 days, U.S. Soccer announced yesterday. U.S. Soccer cited an incident during training camp, which currently is being held in Carlsbad, California, and did not offer specific details. A source close to the U.S. women's national team told ESPNW's Julie Foudy that Solo was suspended as a result of a culmination of things, including her run-in earlier in the week with police. Here's Foudy with the details.
Jeremy Stevens, Hope Solo's husband, had been pulled over for what they thought was drunk driving at about 1:50 a.m. on Monday. She was in the car with him. The reports are that she was aggressive with the police, talking back to them, and she went back to the team, to their hotel, and didn't tell the team. And so it wasn't until the next day on Tuesday that the team actually found out by watching TMZ.
And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Sioux Falls Prater, your local John Deere dealership, has been serving Central Texas for 45 years. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll find equipment for your farm, ranch, residence, or outdoor recreation. Our friendly staff will make you feel at home whether you're purchasing your first piece of equipment or 10th. We'll also help you through the life of your equipment with our personable parts and service team on your site or ours. Our goal is to keep you running with the most efficient equipment. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater equipment store nearest you or find them online at cptractor.com.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe! Put it right there! Yup! Yup, right there!
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. Fibermax, for quality and yield. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
You want good TV and high-speed internet. Everyone does. The satellite professionals at Starfire can take care of both. Starfire is the only dealer in the Brazos Valley to offer DirecTV and Dish Network for your TV viewing, and Exceed and Hughes for high-speed internet. If you're looking for great TV and high-speed internet at the best possible price available anywhere, call Starfire today. Starfire, 279-2788. 279-2788. Starfire, serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Call Starfire today.
Get the best in fitness with AeroFit. It's never been easier to join. Save now and start achieving your fitness goals. Memberships start as low as $30 per month, and AeroFit has 5 locations to better serve you and your family. Plus, with AeroFit's elite training staff, AeroFit can get you on a safe and healthy path to fitness.